Wednesday night, Or Luchaf Aleph Adar, Dvar Halacha, and Chavis Halodas. In the Gemara, it's really not at all poshut that if a person marches into a shul, or just announces that he's a Kohen, that he's Naaman. Major shailos involved. However, nowadays, when there's no truma to be had, so there's not much personal benefit, even if a person really, really, really enjoys saying Birchas Kayanim. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both paskin, like the Ramah, that nowadays is a person's Naaman, even to Duchen, which would be a Shaila for Yisrael to Duchen, it would be Osir to do, an Yisra Asay, we'll call it. And certainly to get the first Aliyah in the Torah, it's also for that. There's a question that's really an unanswered question, I think, by the Verheitev, that if Truma, because of the monetary benefit of Truma, makes an issue, if that's the reason why he's not Neman when there is Truma, so then Pidgin Aben should constitute such a problem also. Because there's also some monetary benefit there, but maybe that's a one-shot deal, so it's not so partial. But Al-Kaponim, that's why some people are makbid for Pidyon HaBen itself, to be makbid not just to take a person's say-so, or even chazaka, right, but to have some stronger standard of proof. Okay. But Lamaisa, if a person walks into shul, as we know from everyday experience, a person walks into shul and says, I'm a kayin, so we give him an aliyah, the first aliyah, and we let him duchen. Okay, Chavis Alvavis, Kabachina. Shir 22 in Shara Bachina. And we're in the third parak, and he's talking about putting Bachina into action. The Simoni Achokma Bacholzeh Ashlosha and Yonim. After he talked about the Gashmias, the Ruchmias, and the compound. The way the world's put together and it works. So he says there's three types of simone chochma. Ha'echad mohem simone mevuorim ugluyim. One of them are clear and open. Einam ne'lomim and aksilim. Even fools would be able to recognize it. You'll see in a second that it's not such a... Don't be so happy about that statement. Koshkein menam askilim. And then he says, interesting, because from our perception, this is, you know, it is probably incorrect, but he says this is like one of the most partial to things, but that's because that's the way they saw it. Kitnuas galgal ha-shemesh, mimal la-oretz, as the sun goes around the earth, biyom, daytime, lahoyer pa'asayishuv, lahoyer pa'asayishuv, because they didn't, if you don't know that the world's a sphere, so it's flat, and there's no yeshiv on the bottom of it, so they looked at it, and there's nothing wrong with saying that the Chavis Alvavus is, you know, what do you say about Chazal or not is one thing, but Chavis Alvavus has no reason to say that he didn't go with what was understood in his days, at least by most people, and he calls it Poshet, so that means probably because that's the way it looks, so, Galgal Hashemesh Mimal Biyom Lahoyer Pasayishuv to be mayor where the inhabited part of the world. But there's a chokhmah there, if you think about it. I mean, nothing's poshut. He says even for Ksilim. But the point is the sun. Like, how many people ever thank Hashem for the sunlight? And how many people even delve into all the things that sunlight does for you? You know, especially, first of all, it gives you light. Second of all, the photosynthesis, it gives you food, and it's part that it plays in the rain cycle. So it's all, and you have to rest, so then there's no sun, and you go to sleep, and you refresh yourself. And if the sun would beat down the whole time, probably the earth would get depleted, would get scorched. So there's, again, something you see and you experience, and if you just think about it a little, you see a cheshbon there. Koshke nowadays, where, you know, to see with the sun's rays and all the things that it does for our earth, you could start to appreciate why people worship the sun. Probably the chief of Avodah Zarah was sun worship. you can appreciate it, because son is the, nowadays we know even more so than in the times of the Chaim Soloveitchik, for sure, that it's a life-giving force. Energy, all energy comes from the sun. All energy in the world is generated by the sun. And energy is motion, and motion is time, and everything. So you could see like they would worship the sun, because that gave everything. But anyway, that's sunlight and darkness is what he's talking about. The Ehonu Baha Bruim. He didn't know how much the Bruim on the henna from the sun. That's when the wild animals come out at night. And in the daytime, and that reflects that this is obvious to everyone. Morabu Masach Hashem is something everybody could see, that this is a big bracha to the world, the way it's set up. And of course, if the sun would be any closer, it wouldn't work. If the sun would be any further, it wouldn't work. And okay, so that's the first category of wisdom, what's apparent, and what he calls apparent, not apparent to us, because I don't think many people stop and think about the chesed of the sun. But the truth is, the longest bracha that exists is Yotzei HaMa'oros. Sometimes people don't chap. It's not like Hallel starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha, right? But the first bracha, Birchas Kriyat Shema, doesn't start with a bracha and end with a bracha. It's one long bracha, like Asher Yatzar. It doesn't start with a bracha and end with a bracha. It's a bracha with a psicha and a chasima. So you say, well, Asher Yatzar is a shtickle long, but Yotzei HaMa'oros is the longest bracha that we have. Bracha Tashem Makeda Melech Lom Yitzvah V'Rechoshech. It's a long, 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 long bracha till Bracha Tashem Yotzei HaMa'oros. It's not like Hallel with a bracha b'tchila b'sof. It's like Asher Yatzar. It's like Kiddush. So it's a big, it's a long bracha, but it's very, very long. It's the longest bracha that exists. So it's not for naught, probably, that the longest bracha is Yotzei HaMa'oros, because it's a tremendous, tremendous toivah to mankind.